Welcome to the presence, everyone! Look at somebody and say, welcome to the presence. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you ready to rejoice? I said, are you ready to rejoice? Hallelujah. Welcome those of you in house, those of you watching live stream or on our Facebook page. And we thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to have a great time in God's presence. Come on, stand on your feet. We're going to give God some awesome praise. How many of you want to exalt the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Are you ready to exalt the Lord? Yes. All right, here we go.
Said our King over everything. Be exalted, our King over everything.
Come on, say it.
Be exalted.
Come on, say it.
Awesome, you're holy, deserving of all glory.
Awesome, you're holy, deserving of all glory.
Say, you're awesome, you're holy.
Look at somebody and say, I came to exalt the Lord. How about you?
All my days, I will trust in the Lord. All my days,
hallelujah.
All my days, I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you,
hallelujah.
I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied.
Oh, come on, say I will trust.
I will trust in the all my day,
all my day.
Come on, say, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Come on, tell somebody, God's been good to me. Come on, tell somebody else, God's been good to me. 1, 1, 2, 3. Satisfaction in your presence. You are holy. Oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful. Oh, so faithful. You are faithful. Oh, so faithful. What a privilege. To be called into your presence as your own. Come on, say it with me. You are faithful. Say it. Faithful to
carrying me through. Faithful one. Faithful to carry me through. You're faithful, you're faithful to carry me through.
So faithful. Faith.
faithful one.
Yes, God.
You're faithful to.
Come on, say it.
Carry me through. Oh, say, faithful one.
God, you're so faithful.
You're faithful to carry me through.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone here know that faithful God? Anyone here can testify that He's been faithful? Even when I've been unfaithful, I can still trust Him. Praise the Lord. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We give you honor this morning, Lord, in this house. Praise you, Jesus. That old hymn keeps going through my head. It says, turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. Then what happens? The things of this world, they grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. Oh, what a faithful God. Praise the Lord. This morning, I believe we can see His face. We can feel His presence. We can experience His power and His glory in this house. How many already feel it here this morning? The presence of the Lord is here. Praise the Lord. I want to get to know you this morning, Lord. You said, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Lord, we give you all the glory this morning. You are our awesome, wonderful God. Lord, great is your faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning, Lord. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Lord, I praise you this morning for your faithfulness to me. Lord, your faithfulness to your people, Lord, that have gathered here this morning. Lord, we have an expectation of you, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are desiring to show yourself strong and faithful for us. Lord, we are needy people. Yeah. I know we are, Lord. God, but you said you would never despise that. That when we cry out for help, Lord, that you would hear us. Lord, we're crying out to you this morning, Lord. There's needs among us in this house. Lord, I know there are. I may not know all of them, Lord. But there are needs this morning, God. And your faithfulness, Lord, to us is that you're able to meet that need. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just meet the needs that are represented here today. God, I pray that you would just move in the remainder part of this service, Lord. Just let your spirit do its work, Lord. Let the anointing destroy the yoke, Lord. Let the anointing of the Lord arise. Lord, arise with healing in your wings this morning, Lord. I pray that you would do a mighty work, Lord. I pray that you touch Pastor this morning as he brings the word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that our ears would be heard, be open to hear, our hearts to receive, Lord, and that we would know you in the power of your glory, that we would know you as that faithful one that we sung about this morning. Lord, if there's anyone here that doesn't know that or hasn't experienced it in a while, Lord, I pray that you would just, in this, as a service continues on, that you would just reach out to that one. God, and once again, just show yourself faithful as you always are, Lord. God, I know sometimes the things of this world, they get us so distracted. But let us look into your full and your wonderful face this morning, Lord. Lord, I praise you and honor you, Lord. I give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. I worship you this morning. You're worthy of all the worship. You're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the honor. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing praises to my precious King, Lord. And I give you the glory for it. And I pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. His glory and His grace can dim every care that you have in your life. It's just that powerful. Sometimes we sing songs without really listening to the word, the meaning of the words that are in a song. But that is powerful. If you believe that His glory is able to dim every care, that's something to be excited about. That's something to be excited about. And the things of this world
will grow strange.
Believe it. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. 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 Let's do our affirmation prayer. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree according to 3 John 2 that in every area of my life I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Well, good morning, everyone. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? God is good, amen. That's not convincing. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. We want to just take this time and acknowledge any of our first-time guests. If this is your first time here at the Presence, can you raise your hand? Any first-time guests? I don't really see anyone. Well, we're always glad to see each and every one of you that choose to come and worship with us in-house, and those viewing via live stream or Facebook Live, welcome, welcome, welcome. But yes, we can give our viewing audience a hand. We welcome you, and so honored to have each and every one of you here today. Pastor,
good morning. How many of you appreciate Pastor Sanola? Thank you, baby. She just reminded me about something, and it's not in my notes to share, but I wanted to mention this to you. We mentioned it this past Wednesday that every month we're going to do a memory verse. And Mary Horton came to me a couple of weeks ago, and she says, "Pastor, you remember last year?" We had actually started this last year. And so I looked, after she said that, I said, "Well, I tell you what." I said, you contact Pastor Sanola and you set it all up and you provide the scriptures. And I said, that'd teach you for making a suggestion to me. And so she's Mary Horton. She has put together a scripture, actually a theme for every month, starting in February. But what we did, I didn't tell you this, but what we did this past Wednesday, I started it. And this, turn that down. Come down just a little bit on the keyboard. We're calling it Hide the Word Monthly Memory Challenge. Hide the Word Monthly Memory Challenge. And the scripture for this month is John 16:33. Stephanie, can you put that up? John 16:33. Take her a moment. Appreciate Stephanie filling in this morning. And we studied this scripture this past Sunday. And there we go. "These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Now that's a good verse to memorize. Come on, let's say it together. "These things have I spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." So that's your challenge for this month, the rest of this month, to memorize that verse. And then starting in February, we'll have another verse for you to memorize. And by the end of the year, you'll have at least 12 verses that you've committed to memory, hidden in your heart, that you might not sin against God. Isn't that awesome? So thank you, Mary, for doing that for us. I have not forgotten to dismiss the youth, the children and the youth. I'm going to do that in a second. But I want to do something before I do two things. One, we sent out an email. We've been talking about our church family breakfast. And we sent out an email a couple of days ago that because of unforeseen circumstances, we're having to change the venue. All right, so the breakfast now will be at First Bank of Owosso, and it will be in their community room, and they're so gracious to allow us to use that, and they don't charge us a dime to do it. And amen, so thank God for that. The breakfast will be catered by Trails Inn Barbecue, and incidentally, the owner of Trails Inn Barbecue, his name is John Cash. Can you believe that? John Cash. I want you to put John Cash on your prayer list. John Cash is right now dealing with an infirmity. He's in cancer. He's taking chemo, and his spirits are up. But I want you to pray. Put him on your list, but let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, we pray for our friend and our brother, John Cash, that you would touch his body right now from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And we give you praise for it. God, thank you for healing his body, touching him right now in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing in his body, in Jesus' name. So is it this coming Saturday? So this coming Saturday at 9 a.m. At the First Bank of Owosso, we want you to join us. If you've already registered, there's nothing for you to do. But if you have not registered, please do so. We want to give a count, and that room accommodate up to 80 or so people, and so we think we'll be okay with that. So please come. I will share my state of the church address. Going to share some things regarding where we're headed this year. Going to share with you some financial information. Going to share with you some specifics regarding the Bethel property and what we feel God is saying about that. And so you don't want to miss this coming Saturday at 9 a.m. at First Bank of Owosso. Amen? Okay, so you don't know this, but there's a company that we have been working with for a couple of years. They're called In-House Media. And they have in-house advertising. And they have subscribers, thousands. I think I get reports every month that we give them just a little clip of our message, maybe 15 seconds to a minute. And the number of people that watch these clips are into the thousands. Thousands. So I want to thank Karen Bennett, who is a part of in-house marketing. Met her. She actually was my campaign manager when I ran for city council. And so so what I would like to do here right now, I want to do a little 15-second commercial or plug or whatever for our New Presence Home campaign, all right? And I'm going to try to do it in 15 seconds. And you know what? Here, sweetheart, just hold this. And I'll see if I can... I'll put my glasses on. It's in big print. Can't see a thing. Can't see a thing. I needed one word per page. But Johnny, are you ready? And I'm gonna have you. I want you to respond and clap. And right when I start, matter of fact, we'll just have you start clapping and just give us some good energy. And it's very short. It's about 15 seconds. We'll see if I can do it. Okay. Let me practice. I'm just practicing. All right. Okay. Johnny, are you ready? Go ahead and start clapping. Hi, this is Pastor Alvin of The Presence in Owosso, and we are believing God to acquire Bethel Church. If you've... Let's start again. I can start? Okay. Come on, put those hands together and give God praise. Hi, this is Pastor Alvin of The Presence in Owosso, and we are believing God to acquire Bethel Church. Now, if you have been blessed by our ministry and would like to join us in this effort, we want to invite you right now to go to our website and go to the Our New Presence Home campaign. Thank you for your support. We love you. God bless. You know, look, I know you didn't plan on doing this on Sunday morning, but let's do one more. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Hi, this is Pastor Alvin of The Presence in Owosso, and we are believing God to acquire Bethel Church. If you've been blessed by our ministry and would like to join us in this effort, we invite you to go to our website right now and give to our New Presence Home campaign. God bless you. We love you. All right. And we will edit that and put the website up and all of that, and we will... also put that on our social media post. How many of you are continuing to believe God with us? I haven't forgotten about the children and the and the youth. But I want to share this with you. This is something that the Lord... Tamla, do I got my towel? Because I'm getting ready to cry. I've been getting up fairly early in the morning. And I've been praying around the city. Sometimes I go to Bethel. And I just park there and pray. Many of the mornings what I'll do is I'll go to maybe come and go on 86 and grab a cup of coffee. And one time, one morning I went in there and I was the only one in there, and I got a cup of coffee and I went to the counter and the guy said, "You just have the coffee?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Don't worry about it, it's on me." I was like, "Thank you." I went in there, it's a couple of times he did it. Then another time I went into the Quick Trip on 96, got a cup of coffee. I was the only one in there. And the guy said, "Is that all you got?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Don't worry about it, it's on me." So just last week, I went to the Quick Trip, 96, and when I walked in, there were a couple other people in there, and I immediately thought, "Oh, well, I ain't getting a free coffee today. Got my coffee, and as I was walking up, there was another guy that was walking on the other side of the store. We were both on our way to the front, and he kind of caught eyes and said, "How you doing?" I said, "Doing good." Walk up to the counter, and he was there first. He looked back at me. He said, "You just got the coffee?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I got you this morning." As I'm walking out of the Quick Trip, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. "Alvin, there's no degree of difficulty with me. Alvin, there's no such thing as a miracle with me. Because if it was a miracle, there'd be a possibility that I couldn't do it." So this is what I heard next. "Cup of coffee? No problem. Bethel Church? No problem." That just totally changed my perspective on what we're believing God for. On this side of earth or heaven, we see it as a miracle. Oh my God, would be a miracle. But from God's perspective, it's no more than a cup of coffee. Come on, would you lift those hands right now and just begin to thank God for our cup of coffee over there on Cedar and 86th Street. Hallelujah. Well, thank the Lord. All right. All right. We want to dismiss our presence kids, and we also want to dismiss our youth, our energy youth. They're going to be taught by Ira and Misty this morning, and so we invite them to go to the fellowship hall. And I do want to say to all the parents and youth, after service today, Pastor wants to meet with you briefly for about 10 minutes. Want to share with you some things that God has placed on my heart regarding the energy youth. It is our goal this year to build our youth department, our youth ministry, and our children. Let's give our children and our youth a hand. Well, turn with me to Genesis, the 11th chapter. Thank you, Ben. Sonola and I had a chance to go to a Chamber of Commerce event, a Wausau Chamber of Commerce event at the Hard Rock Casino last night, and we were dressed up in our Gatsby, Get Up, and Grady Nichols was playing there, so we got a chance to see Chuck and Joe Nathan there, and it was just a nice evening. All right, you there, Genesis 11? Lift that Bible up and say this: I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. We honor you. We give you praise for what you're doing in this house and for how you're blessing us. And we are so excited. We have such an anticipation. Our faith is elevated because of what you've been speaking in this house. And as is our theme this year, and as we will continue part three today, we are believing together, heart and soul. And we thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for our dear friend, Gabriel Bonner, who on the drums this morning. And listen, Gabriel's not timid. He's gone. And so, you best be ready to praise the Lord. He praises the Lord. He praises the Lord. All right, Genesis 11. I'm going to read, for right now, I'm going to read verse 5 and 6. Genesis 11, verse 5 and 6. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. This is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Johnny, can you mute me just for a second? All right. Let me read verse 6 again. The Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and this is what they began to do, and nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. So we want to continue our discussion. This is part 3. Of this sermon series, Believing Together, Heart and Soul, and that is also our theme for this year, Believing Together, Heart and Soul. Just by way of review, in part 1, we focused on two verses, Acts 2:44, which says, And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And then we coupled that with Acts 4:32, and the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them. And that verse right there is really where we gleaned our theme for this year, and believing together, heart and soul. Will you say that? Believing together, heart and soul. Look at somebody next to you and say, Let's believe together, heart and soul. I encourage you to go back and watch the last two messages. Last week, we went into a little more depth regarding why this early church had such a bond. They had been through some things and experienced some things together that were life-changing. Many of them saw Jesus at various times when he appeared after his resurrection. All of them saw Jesus ascend up to heaven. That's what we talked about last week. And in that same moment that Jesus ascended up to heaven, two angels appeared and spoke to them. All of these 120 or so disciples and the 12 apostles, along with the 12 apostles, saw this. All of them were in the upper room together in second chapter of Acts and received the Holy Spirit. They had numerous remember when moments that they could reminisce about. They had a bond. So it was not difficult for them to believe together, heart and soul. So today I'm drawn to Genesis The 11th chapter, it's the story of Babel. Babel means confusion, but in this story are some nuggets and some things that we can glean that really point to the power that comes from people coming together as one. Okay? So follow me here just for the next few minutes. Look at verse 1, Genesis 11, 1. Now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. Everybody say same language and the same words. Now, what does that mean? This is kind of what I think that means. Awilda and Pastor Rojas would attest to this. What this means when it says same language and same words, it's like if they all spoke Spanish, right? But even with Spanish, there are different dialects. There are a lot of different dialects. So even though you might speak Spanish, there are still parts of conversations that you won't be able to understand that other people are saying, even though they speak Spanish as well. So what this is saying is not only were they speaking the same language, but they could understand each other perfectly. Yeah. See, there are a lot of Christians that are speaking the same language, but there's a whole lot of division. I mean, Sunday morning is one of the most segregated moments, really, when you think about it, in Christendom. Because some people speak one language. Oh, y'all gonna make me say it? Okay. Some people speak the baptized in the name of Jesus language. Some people speak baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost language. Some people speak in the speaking other tongues language. Some people speak in the, we don't do that language. There's a lot of different dialects within the body of Christ. And what this is pointing out, now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. They all spoke the same language. They all understood one another. Stay right there, but I'm just going to roll over to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. I'm going to read, because Paul was concerned about the Corinthians church in his first letter to the Corinthians, because there was, he had heard that there was some craziness going on. And he says in verse 10, he says, "Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all agree." Now, the King James Version for agree is speak the same thing. So they were a church. They spoke the same church language, but they were not speaking the same thing. They were not in agreement. So he says that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment. For I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, by Chloe's people, that there are quarrels among you. That word quarrels in the King James is contentions. Can you believe that? Contentions in the church? Never heard of that before in my life. That word divisions, let there be no divisions among you. That word divisions, it literally means rips or tears or splits. You ever heard of a church split? That's because of division. And so Paul was saying, I'm pleading with you. Don't let there be any divisions. You need to speak the same language and you need to speak the same words. I've used this example a few times with Walmart, but I'll just use Lowe's because somebody here will appreciate that. Going to Lowe's. When you're going to Lowe's, that's a big place. And there have been times when I've gone into Lowe's and I did not know where something was. I'm just looking for somebody in a blue vest. You know why? Because everybody who wears a blue vest knows where everything is in that store. They speak the same language. And they speak the same thing. And if they don't know, they'll get on the little thing. Can you hold on just for a second? I need somebody and so-and-so. You'll never go to a Lowe's or to a Home Depot or to a Walmart and ask somebody that works there and ask somebody and they say, I don't know, that ain't my department. Okay? So the point is that when we come together as a church, the presence in Owosso, we need to be able to speak the same language and the same words. That's my job, is to cast vision and to make sure that if anybody comes to any of you and says, hey, what's going on at the presence? Do y'all have a theme or something? That everybody says, believing God, heart and soul. We're believing God to acquire the Bethel Church property here in Owosso. We're believing God for great things. And we've got an awesome pastor. Same language, same words. That verse in 1 Corinthians 10 and 11 says, same mind and same judgment. Which means that we don't just have knowledge, we have an understanding of how that knowledge should be used and interpreted. All right, let's go back to Genesis, the 11th chapter. Everybody say, same language, same words. So there were no divisions. There was no division amongst this group of people at Babel. Verse 2, and it came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used brick for stone and they used tar for mortar. So they were very, Yes, thank you. They knew how to do stuff. They knew how to get stuff done. Verse 4. They said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. So, here was their issue. Here was the problem. They were doing it for themselves. That's it. They were doing it for themselves. Their plans were selfish, and it didn't include God. Can we all agree with that? Okay. All right. So now that said, let's read verse 5. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. So the Lord, even though he knew their motives were wrong, y'all not going to listen. He knew that he allowed them to get well into the building of both the city and the tower. If you look at verse 8, you'll see that verse 8 says, so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building. So now they hadn't totally completed it, but it was completed enough to where God had to say, we got to stop this. Right? So verse 5 says, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. So their togetherness, their oneness, even though their motives were wrong, allowed them to begin to build a major city and tower. progress, ladies and gentlemen, or growth doesn't always signal God's approval. Listen, I have visited many establishments. I have gone to many churches, big and small, and couldn't find God anywhere. So size and what seems to be success does not always signal God's approval. As a matter of fact, God will allow them to build it and to finish it, but they won't enjoy it. It's for somebody else. So now let's look at verse 6. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do." Now, I want you, this is, when I read the scriptures, I see movies, like, right? So I'm seeing God coming down and seeing this city that you can see is in the process of being built, and this tower that maybe at the time it had the framing, but they, you know how you start off with the what do you call it? The scaffolding. Is that what it is? That stuff. Right? And he lists what? And he comes down and he sees it. And he's looking at what they have done so far. And he says, they are of the same language and they are one people. And this is what they began to do. Let me say it again so that you kind of really get it. He looks at what they've done, what they have begun to do, and he says, myself. Y'all got that, huh? O-M-S. Oh, myself. Y'all didn't get that. He says, they are one people, same language. And this is what they began to do without me? And he says, when I look at that, they didn't ask me how to do it. They didn't ask me if I wanted it. It was all for their own glory. But it doesn't change this principle. Now, nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. God said, we gotta put a stop to this, or who knows what they will accomplish next. Notice that God said that these people could accomplish anything. At that moment, they weren't in fellowship with God. And God Himself is saying, they can accomplish anything. Y'all better hear it. There are a lot of people, organizations, many of who don't believe in any kind of God, but they have come together for one purpose, one mind, one heart, one soul, and they're getting things done. Because that principle, the principle of oneness, works in any arena. Because there is a power, there is a synergy that takes place. What is the verse that says one can put 1,002 can put, which means that there is exponential power. Every person that you add, me by myself, I can put 1,000. Add my wife, 10,000. Add another, it's exponential. The more people that you have together, the more you're going to get accomplished. So notice that he says these people could accomplish anything even without him as a result of their togetherness. The power of togetherness is dangerously lethal without God. I'm going to say that again. The power of togetherness, the power of oneness, is dangerously lethal without God. However, togetherness with God and in God and for God removes the fleshly, carnal, worldly element and guarantees that what is built only for the glory of God. When we announced that we were going after Bethel Church, one of the things that I said was one of the reasons we're going over there is because God wants his presence to be on full display. Now, that location is not necessarily the center of the city on the map, but it is the center of activity, one of the centers of activity. And that church, Bethel, back in the day, was the center of Christianity, or it was the church in Owosso. And so God desires for us to take the presence from this location and put it at that location. It is about kingdom positioning. It's about kingdom positioning. So it's not about us getting a bigger church, getting a bigger property. That's not the purpose. The purpose is because God wants to establish his presence in this city to a greater degree than it is right now. And I can tell you, there's going to be some growth that's going to take place before we move over there. There is. Every seat in this church is going to fulfill its purpose. Okay? But when we move over there, because of the location, because more people will drive by that church way more than they drive by this, that location is a much better location. And because people are becoming more known about our church, once we go over there, there's going to be more growth that's going to take place. Okay? So it's about kingdom positioning. And the reason I'm saying that is we're not doing this so that we can just say, hey, we got a big church. We're saying it because we know it's God's plan. I'm going to say it this way. I know it's not an accident that God has allowed us to get involved with the city of Owosso. It's not an accident. It's all tied together. We have the mayor of Owosso here, and so she'll attest to this. A year or so from now, if I stay as a city councilman, I will most probably become the mayor of Owosso. That's all things. Okay, all things work together. All things are working together. So we listen, we just need to continue to believe God, heart and soul, speak the same thing, speak the same language, speak the same words, and watch God do His thing. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to close here with verse 7 and 8. 11, verse 7 and 8. So after God sees what they have begun to build and says, look, nothing that they do will be impossible. Nothing that we do will be impossible. Nothing that we endeavor to do as a church, believing heart and soul, nothing will be impossible. Look at verse 7. So God says, come, let us go down and there confuse their language so that they will not understand one another's speech. Here's the thing. I don't even know if you realize this. Come, let us. Do you know that the only other time that God said, let us, is when He said, let us make man? So God, in verse 8, says, so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. God confused their language, and it changed everything. There was a guy up on the scaffold, and he was hammering nails, and he needed some more nails. And he said, hey, give me a few more nails. Hey, I need a few more nails. And the guy was like, they couldn't work together because they couldn't understand one another. Confusion halts growth. When there's confusion, there is no building that's taken place. As I said earlier, Babel means confusion. No more togetherness, no more sameness, no more progress. They stopped building and they were scattered. Luke 1:51 says, He has done mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. That was their problem. They thought they could do it all by themselves. And God said, I'll show you. This story is a great example of the potent power of togetherness and the importance of always yielding that togetherness to God. So I close with these two questions. What could these people in Babel have accomplished if they had yielded their togetherness to God? What could they have accomplished? And here's question number two. What can we accomplish if we yield to God, believing together, heart and soul? What can we accomplish? There's no limits, no boundaries. So God, we thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your word today. Would you just for a moment, would you just lift those hands right now and just receive from the Lord? Just allow Him to seal that word in our hearts and in our spirits. God, may we speak the same language. May we speak the same words. May we yield our lives collectively and as one to You. together we say that nothing is impossible with you. So we thank you for what you desire to accomplish in and through us this year. We thank you, Father, that you're sending people from the north, south, east, and the west to partner with us. We thank you, God, that you're filling this house with your presence, with your people, and with your provision. We thank you, Lord, that no person in our midst, no person as a part of this ministry is in need. You have blessed us as a church to help those who are in need. So God, we're excited. Hallelujah. Our hearts are filled with faith as we believe together, heart and soul. And nothing will be impossible to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now would you give God a shout of praise? Hallelujah. 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 I know many of you are doing this, and I encourage you to continue to do it. When you drive by that property, just begin to thank God for it. If nobody's there, you're okay to drive up on the property and just kind of pray there. That's what I have been doing periodically. And let's continue to ask God to give us the keys. Ask God to give us the keys. Well, let's give to the Lord this morning. Let's give to the Lord. Amen. I have some. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to wait till Saturday. I can't wait to share with you how we did financially as a church in 2022. Very excited about that. But thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for continuing to sow and to sow good seed into great soil. If you're ready, would you lift that, whatever you have, envelope, phone, here's the ways to give. God, thank you that the presence in Owosso is blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you that we have a good name in the city. We're able to pay all of our bills. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people who give to this ministry. Thank you, the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and it multiplies. And we are blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say it again, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So we give with cheerful hearts, God, knowing that we will seed again in greater measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give with cheerful hearts this morning. Hallelujah. All right. So once again, our breakfast is this coming, our church family breakfast is this coming Saturday. If you haven't registered, please register. If there's an issue with the registration in terms of the $5, we have people that have already given extra. So just come. But let us know if you can. Let us know so that we can make sure that we have enough food. All right. We want you to be there. We want you to be there this coming Saturday, the 21st, at 9 a.m. at First Bank of Owosso. Just One Verse Bible Study this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. And also the Energy Youth, they meet on Wednesdays as well. And also, the last Saturday of this month, January 28th, is our fourth Saturday prayer push. Let's not forget about that. And so we're excited about that. All right. When service is over, I want to meet with all of the youth and their parents. And if you're here and have youth, but they're not here, I want you to be a part of this meeting as well. Okay, we're going to meet in the fellowship hall. Only take about 10 minutes, I promise. But I want to share some things regarding the direction of our Energy Youth Ministry. All right, stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you soon at the presence. Let's continue to believe God, heart and soul.